感谢主给我们这样一个美好的早晨，我们能够平平安安的坐在这里敬拜神，这是一个很大的福气。
Thank the Lord for bringing us here, safe. It's actually a big blessing.
有的时候有好多的平安，好多的那种福气在我们四周围，我们不觉得，我们就很容易，英文叫 take it for granted， 很容易就忽略了它了。
There are many blessings around us, and sometimes we take them for granted.
那其实我们要长存感恩的心。
Actually, we need to always keep a thankful heart.
在世界各地，如果你去看的话，不是每个地方都能够像我们今天这样，能够很有喜乐、很平安的来享受这段时光。
If you look around the globe, you will see that not every place, people there can have this peace and joy and enjoyment like us today.
如果你读约翰福音第十三章第一节
if you read Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 1,
那边就说到主耶稣知道离世归父的时候到了。
It says, it was just before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
他知道他在世界上的任务快要完成，但是有些事情他好像在归到父那里去之前，有几件非常非常重要的事情他非做不可。
He knows that he's about to accomplish the task the Father has given him, but he has some things left to do.
所以圣经里面约翰福音如果看，用了非常多的篇幅来描写耶稣在这个之前所做的一切事情。
So if you read the book of John, you will see that it used a lot of chapters to describe these few days.
十三章第一件事情，耶稣要做的事情就是帮门徒洗脚。
In chapter 13, the first thing that Jesus needed to do was to wash his disciples' feet.
教导门徒，你们要学习彼此洗脚。
And to teach his disciples that they need to wash each other's feet.
彼此谦卑。
To be humble to each other.
彼此服侍。
And to serve each other.
耶稣知道门徒中间这个功课还没有学会。
Jesus knew that they were to learn that lesson.
他们只会争位置。
Because they are still competing for their positions.
我坐在你将来上天国做王的时候，我坐在你左边还坐你右边呢。
And they are saying to Jesus that when you are in heaven, where should I sit, like the right or the left?
然后耶稣要给他们了一个新的命令。
And then Jesus gave them a new command.
你们要彼此相爱。
You need to love each other.
如果你们有彼此相爱的心，人家就知道你们是耶稣基督的门徒了。
If they have the heart of loving each other, then people can see that they are the disciples of Jesus.
那当耶稣宣布他要上十字架然后复活，然后升天的时候，这些门徒心里很难过。
So when Jesus told them that he needs to be on the cross and then, die and revive and go, and be lifted, those disciples were very sad.
所以耶稣就开始安慰他们。
And then, Jesus started to to give them comfort.
然后就赐应许要把圣灵赐给他们，虽然耶稣不在这里。但是耶稣离开以后，圣灵与我们同在，他保护我们，他鼓励我们，他提醒我们，他让我们继续的学习，活出耶稣基督应有的形象。
And then Jesus promised to give us the Holy Spirit. When he left the world, we will have this Holy Spirit to keep protecting us, encouraging us, and leading us into learning more in the Lord.
然后耶稣说：“你们要保持跟耶稣基督那个亲密的关系，就好像葡萄树跟枝子的关系一样。”
And he told us to keep a good relationship with Jesus, just like the vine and the grapes.
你是葡萄树的枝子，你如果被砍断了，枯萎了，你没有生命。你除非跟耶稣基督这棵葡萄树连在一起，耶稣的生命才在里面成长。
If you are the vine of the grape tree, and you are getting cut off, then you are losing the life that's connected with Jesus. So you, yeah.
谢谢。下来，他又教导耶稣，教导门徒说：“你们要进入真理，要认识真理。”耶稣说：“他就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着他，没有人可以到父那里去。”
And then, Jesus told them to, understand the truth that he is, the truth, the way and the life, and, unless through him, no one can be, with the Father.
又教他们说：“你们要向父祷告。”
And to tell them to pray to the Father.
哎呀，他知道很多门徒都用自己的脑筋啊，都用自己的方法呀，不学习把自己的事情交托给父神了。所以说，耶稣说：“你们要祷告，向父祷告。”
Because Jesus understand that a lot of disciples were still using their minds and worldly methods, so he told them to learn to pray.
最后，十七章就讲到耶稣自己祷告。
And then in chapter 17, it talks about how Jesus prayed by himself.
为门徒祷告。
For all believers.
中间最后一件事情，他祷告最重要、最重要的一件事情就是。为门徒的合一来祷告。
In his prayer, the last and the most important thing is to pray for the unity of the believers.
刚才我们这边有读到这段圣经，前面就讲到。
And we just read this scripture.
二十节跟二十一节的开始，我不但为这些，我们一起来读一下好不好？来，请。
Let's read together.
这些人祈求，也为
那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。
这是耶稣离开门徒时候心中最大最大的愿望，也是非常大的一个顾虑。
It's the biggest hope and concern of Jesus when he was about to leave his disciples.
主耶稣为教会的合一祷告。
Jesus prayed for the unity of the church.
你觉得为什么他要为合一祷告啊？
Why do you think he needs to pray for the unity?
哎，我常常为我孩子祷告。
I oftentimes pray for my kids.
我为孩子祷告，就是为他最软弱的点祷告。
When I pray for them, I pray for their most, their weaknesses.
合一是耶稣非常关注的一个问题。
Jesus, was concerned about the unity.
因为合一在实际上有非常多的困难。
Because it's hard to achieve the unity.
你觉得我们需要为合一祷告吗？
Do you think we need to pray for the unity?
是的，合一不是这么容易的事。
Yes, it's not easy.
要放下很多的，放下很多的老我。
You need to give up on your old self.
这一点是不太容易的事情。
It's never easy to do that.
我以前读神学院的时候，好多年前读神学院的时候啊，当我读到以弗所书中间有一句经文使我非常震撼。
When I was young and when I was in the seminar, I was amazed by one verse.
以弗所书第一章十节说到，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上，天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, it says, to be put into effect when the time reached their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
哇，我做了这么多年基督徒，居然不知道耶稣来到世界上有这么重要，这么一个伟大的宣告，说要使这个宇宙天上地上所有一切的都在耶稣基督里同归于一啊。
I had been Jesus, a Christian for a long time, but I didn't know that Jesus also has this great mission to bring the universe in heaven and on earth under Christ into unity.
你知道我们基督徒在耶稣基督里面那个有多么令人震撼的一个事工在那边等着我们进行，要借着我们，神要借着我们来进行。
Do you know that God is making this huge ministry through us?
Yeah, 谢谢今天两位姐妹领我们唱诗，在敬拜赞美神。
Thanks, the sisters who led us in the worship.
我们很少很少的知道今天耶稣基督降在世界上面有多么重要。
We rarely realize that how important it is that Jesus has came to this world.
当我们去想的时候，我们会应该很感动的。
When we think about this, we are really touched.
保罗也很感动的。
Paul was also really.
保罗又说，在提摩，我最近读这个提摩太前书第一章十五节说，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。是十分可佩服的。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, he said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst."
耶稣来到世界上面，道成肉身，这件事情是很可信，不但可信，而且是十分可佩服的，是一件非常了不起、伟大的事情。今天我们在这个福气里面，我们正在享受，我们正在观察这样一个伟大的荣耀。
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. It's not only trustworthy, but it's also such a great, a glorious thing that happened to us, and we are in His blessing today.
我们今天跟大家分享一个合一的主题。
So we are sharing with us about unity today.
合一是涉及到这些人彼此之间的一个亲密的关系。
The unity is about the close relationship among those disciples.
谈恋爱的时候，亲密关系很好的。
When you're in love, you must be having a close relationship with
不管这个女孩子喜欢吃什么，这男孩子不喜欢也说可以了，可以了，没关系了。
No matter what a girl wants to eat, the boy would usually say okay, okay.
愿意放下自己坚持的一部分。
He's willing to give up his own opinion.
就讲到彼此的和睦，彼此的和谐，彼此的亲密。
So it's about the harmony. And the close relationship among them.
那么讲到这个亲密关系，我今天要跟大家介绍一个人。
And about this kind of deep relationship, I'm introducing one person to you today.
他是30年代到60年代中国一个伟大的音乐家。
She is a great musician in the 30s to 60s.
He. 他的名字叫做沈包辰。
His name is 沈包辰。
那么也许我们年轻的一代可能不知道他是30年代到60年代。那么他是一个牧师的儿子。
The youngsters might not know him, but he is a son of a pastor.
他在教会里面从小长大。
He grew up in church.
弹钢琴。
Playing piano.
我就看到我们这个年轻的姐妹在这弹钢琴，就你不要小看这些在教会里的服侍哈。那从小她就在教会里面弹钢琴，然后她长大了，她就读燕京大学。
And he grew up to study in Peking University.
Yeah, 应该是吧，燕京啊，老名字了。
Okay, 燕京 University.
那么。他是河北通县人呢，所以他是一个说起来在河北通县应该算是比较乡下的，不像北京、天津这样的一个地方。但是他后来读了燕京大学，那么
He grew up in the suburbs, in Hebei province. It's not like Beijing or Tianjin is a big city.
他1935年曾经在天安门广场办了一个 他是一个年轻人，那个时候1935年他大概20几岁，办了一个万人大合唱，在天安门广场办了一个万人大合唱。
In 1935, he hosted a grand choir of 10,000 of people in Tiananmen Square.
那轰动全国。
The whole country was amazed.
我不是说这个人的伟大，我今天要介绍他写的一首情诗。
And today I'm going to introduce one of the love song that he wrote.
那么这首诗的名字是仿效古时候在元朝时代有一个叫做管道生写的叫做《我侬词》。
Oh, it's actually derived from the other poem that was composed in the Yuan.
管夫人。
By Lady Guan. In the Yuan Dynasty.
那么写的这个《我侬词》，后来沈葆桢呢？就把这个《我侬词》改编了一下，就写成一首艺术歌曲，叫做《你侬我侬》。
He made it into a song called Married Love.
你们有多少人听过《你侬我侬》呢？还不错啊。
How many people have heard about this song?
你们喜欢吗
？Do you like it?
我听得软绵绵的，是痒痒嘛，很暖洋洋的。这首今天我要让你们来欣赏。这首词，然后我借着它来说明一些事情。
I'm gonna show you the lyrics and I will explain it.
这首艺术歌曲，当时是台湾师范大学的一个老师帮他唱一个声乐家帮他唱。
It was sent by a teacher in Taiwan Normal University.
那后很优美动人的，后来很多流行歌曲就开始流行啊，然后使这首歌词很一直流行到现在，几十年来是非常美的一首歌。
It's very mellow and it was popular until now.
如果你注意去网站上找的话。宇宙光，台湾的宇宙光基督教的一个团体，他们办了2006年开始办了一个叫做百人合唱团。
If you try to search it online, there's a group in Taiwan hosting a choir of hundreds of people.
那么就唱了这个诗歌艺术歌曲。
And they sang it in 2006.
但是第二节，这是第一节，就是沈葆桢写，然后第二节。他们唱了另外一个人写的词。
The first verse they sang a version of 沈葆桢 and the second verse they sang another version.
这个是一个牧师写的，叫做寇世远。听过寇世远吗
？And was written by a pastor called 世远寇。
很美的，有机会你们上网站 YouTube 说不定可以找得到的。他那个第二节里面是按照圣经里面的。雅歌大部分是雅歌，雅歌里面描写了很多爱情。人家说最美的爱情诗歌，可能你从雅歌里面去看了。这是很美的一首歌。
The second verse was also very beautiful. It's actually taken or based on the Song of Songs.
那我把这个诗歌呢，打下来，大家我稍微慢慢的念一下，你就欣赏一下。右边这个英文呢，不是跟左边完全一样的翻译。英文是管道生女士，她原来写的，有人把它翻下来。那有很多的翻译啊版本不太一样，我就取了中间最早的一个版本。那他这个翻译管道生翻了《我侬词》叫 Married Love， 是指这个夫妻之间的感情。中间故事很精彩了，我就在这不讲爱情故事了。你们有空上网站去找，说不定可以找得到。这个诗歌我念给你们听哈。
Let's just follow the slides.
那英文的你就看右边，不是完全一样，但是大意是很接近的。哎，这个为什么好像在这里哈，叫你侬我侬，特煞情多，情多处热如火，沧海可枯。坚实可烂，此爱此情永远不变。把一块泥捏一个你，留下笑容， 使我长忆，再用一块塑一个我，常陪君旁，常陪君旁，永伴君侧。这边后面将咱两个一起打破，再将你我用水调和，重新和泥，重新再做，再捏一个你，再塑一个我。从今以后，我可以说我泥中有你，你泥中有我。你喜欢吗
？Do you like it？
很美，对不对？但是你会不会觉得有点麻烦？
But do you think it's difficult？
如夫妻，你可以从这个里面写出，就看见夫妻之间的感情中间有很多的挣扎。
And you can see a lot of struggles in the relationship between
couples. 但是这关系到后来就越变越好。
But the relationship has become better and better.
然后好像人家说，夫妻你们俩长得有点像，有没有？
And it's saying that the couple grows more and more like each other.
夫妻如果相处的好，越到越久，这个彼此很多性格、长相，这个都很接近了。
If they're in a good relationship, the couple would grow more and more like each other.
那先生也许说这是好事儿。
The husband might think it's a good thing.
太太说，我怎么能像他呢？
But the wife is like, oh, I don't want to be like him.
你泥中有我，我泥中有你，那个本质里面 mixed。两个的 mix。
I am in your clay and you are in my clay. Is saying that they are mixed.
那么，在我就开始讲这个第一点，耶稣祷告希望门徒合而为一。21-23节这边说，使他们都英文不用翻没关系啊。你就稍微讲讲经节就好了。使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
So let's move on to point one. Jesus praying for the unity of the believers. In chapter 17, verse 21-23.
你可以看到在右边有一个我们信仰的三位一体的神，他这个其实就讲的这个关系啊。就是说，如果要合一，就要学习像父神、父子、圣灵这样一个彼此的相合的关系。
You can see the diagram of the Trinity, on the right-hand side. to achieve this unity, we need to model after the Trinity among God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
他说为门徒祷告，就像。我跟你的关系，我在你里面，你也在我里面，这种关系。你泥中有我，我泥中有你，了解吗？我就是做一个简单的比喻，说这种本质的关系。
Jesus saying that the relationship among you guys need to be like the relationship among me and I and the Father, that we are within each other.
所以我们如何能够学习合一？很重要的就是我们要学习父、子、圣灵这三个彼此之间的关系。
So to learn unity, we need to model after the Trinity.
是最完美的关系的一个典范。
It's like the model of the perfect relationship.
那有人批评啊，说哎，你们基督徒说合一又有一些不合一，但合一是有原则的，是在主里面。合一。
We have a principle of the unity is that we need to be one in the Lord.
我们一起读一下，在主里合一。
在主里合一。
我希望我念这个，请你念这个，在主里合一，它的意义能够存在我们心里面。
I hope the meaning of this short sentence can be in our hearts.
不是指划一，大家都穿一样的制服。
It's not meaning that we need to be the same on the outside, wearing the same uniform.
或者组织的一个联合。
Or just being one organization.
而是指 生命上的联系。
It means we need to be connected, in our lives.
刚才，刚才我们念以弗所书第四章里面十一节到十三节里面讲到，就是讲生命的合一。
Also the verses we just read in Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11 to 13 is also talking about, the unity in our lives.
所以我们在主里合一，要学习父神、子神、圣灵彼此之间的合一。
So we need to learn, from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
是怎么样的合一？是在生命里的合一。
That we need to be one in our lives.
在耶稣基督里的合一。
In Jesus Christ.
我们大家能够 repeat 一下说，在生命里的合一。
在生命里的合一。
如果有不同的生命，就很难谈合一。
If you are having different lives, it's hard to achieve unity.
所以大家都在耶稣基督里面有共同主耶稣基督赐下的生命，所以我们可以合一。
So we need to be in Jesus Christ and having this new life that's from Him.
很快的，我要跟大家谈第二点，就是合一的三项动力。
And let's move on to the second point, three motivations of unity.
第一个就是二十节里面讲的，二十节里面讲的就是生命的改变可以促进合一。
The first motivation is in verse 20. It's saying that the change of your life is going to enhance the unity.
大家因为信福音，所以有新的生命。
Because we believe in this gospel, we are having a new life.
我们的旧生命要慢慢的淘汰，新生命就渐渐的成长。
Our old life has gone, and our new life is growing.
那我们生命的改变能够促进我们的合一。当我们在生命里面成长的时候，我们就会学习彼此合一。
And that change of life would make us one.
否则的话，这个结局是很不好的。
Otherwise, we won't have a good ending.
人跟人之间只能貌合神离。
We can never be truly united.
有人描写夫妻之间貌合神离，那是什么意思？
Someone says, the couple is not really connected.
或者说同床异梦。
Or they're sharing the same bed but having different dreams.
这个在生命里没有合一。
Means they are not one in their life.
当我们的生命渐渐，每个人都有一些坏习惯或者坏脾气，但是这个坏习惯、坏脾气可能会阻碍我们的合一。那我们就把这些坏习惯会慢慢的改。那有好的生命，那彼此合一的结合力量就很高了。
We all have bad habits and bad temper, but if that hinders our unity, we need to change it and to achieve a better harmony among each other.
那第二个合一的动力是什么呢？
So what's the second motivation for unity?
17:22说，你所赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们一样。我这里要问主，为何一直在强调荣耀？
In verse 22, I'm going to ask you, why is Jesus emphasizing on the glory?
24节说，父啊，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
Also in verse 24, it says, to see my glory.
那为什么耶稣叫我们要看见他的荣耀？
Why Jesus asked us to see his glory?
上一次我跟大家分享，这个荣耀有一些特质，有一些 physical 的，有一些末世的，还有一些就是他的神的本质的。
I talked about glory with you guys before about its features. Some of them are physical, some of them are related with the end of the world, or some of them are the characters of the God.
因为我是学海洋的，我讲一个海洋学家的故事给你听。
Because I studied about the ocean,
oceanography.
Yeah. And I'm going to share a story with you.
有一个海洋学家喜欢到海边散步。
There's an oceanographist that who likes to take a walk along the sea.
这些海洋学家，我不晓得你能不能站在海边对一个地方看两三个钟头。
I don't know if you can just stare at the ocean for 2 or 3 hours.
看看逛一逛就行了嘛，干嘛站在那边发呆发两三个钟头呢？
That's fine. We can just take a walk. We don't need to stand there for two to three hours.
我就可以。
But I can.
我是有一点疯。
I'm a little crazy.
因为我站在海边可以看到你看不到的东西。
Because I can see what you can't see when I'm standing up beside the ocean.
有一次我在台湾跟一个生物海洋生物学家在一起，他就站在海边看那个泥潭，海边有一些地方都是泥巴。
In Taiwan, one time in Taiwan, I was with another oceanologist, and we were looking at the mud.
Yeah, 我觉得有点脏兮兮的，这有什么好看的？
And I thought, the mud along the sea is really dirty.
哦，他兴高采烈告诉我，你看那个地方起了一个菜，有个气泡，你知道那个是那个地方发生了什么事吗？
But he's very excited. He's like, look at that bubble that appears on the mud.
谁知道那下面发生什么事？
Do you know what happened underneath?
他说他知道，他说那下面有一个什么虫子，正在吐气泡了。
He said it's a, some type of bug that's.
那我们是学物理海洋的。
I studied.
我看到海边的时候，我看到波浪的情况。
I studied physical oceanology, and when I saw the waves, I really studied them.
我可以看到海流在里面流动。
I see the waves going around.
我看到波浪跟海流造成沙丘的影响。
I see their effects on the sand.
我要问你，海边是什么直平平的下去，还是高呀低的？你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why the beach is not just flat, but it has?
我不是跟你卖弄这个海洋学啊，我只是告诉你，我可以站那边看两三个钟头。
I'm not showing off my knowledge. I'm just telling you I can stand there for 2 to 3 hours. 这
边一个台湾的海洋学家就看到一个人在那边钓鱼。
Here, a oceanologist from Taiwan is seeing someone trying to go fishing.
钓鱼就钓鱼吧，他一看那个钓鱼下面有两个篓子。
And he saw there's 2 buckets.
那一个篓子上面有盖子。
One of them is covered.
一个篓子上面没有盖子。
The other one doesn't have a cover.
他就很好奇啊，就问了，他说：“先生啊，为什么你一个篓子有盖子，一个篓子没盖子呢？”
And he was curious, and he asked the fisher.
他一看这两个篓子里面都有螃蟹。
And he saw that both buckets have crabs in it.
我就不懂这个人为什么用螃蟹钓鱼。
I don't understand why he's using crabs to go fishing.
这故事是这样，这个钓鱼的先生跟他讲了，你知道吗？有一个篓子的鱼，螃蟹啊，是台湾的螃蟹。
And the fisher told him one of the bucket contains crabs from Taiwan.
这个台湾的螃蟹不用盖子的。
And the Taiwan crabs didn't need a cover.
那有一篓螃蟹是从德国进口的。
And the other one is from German.
这个螃蟹一定要盖子。
It has to be covered.
说为什么呢？他说德国的螃蟹它会叠罗汉呢，它那个螃蟹一个叠，后来就爬出来，所以一定要用盖子盖住啊。
Because the German crabs will go up on top of each other and they can climb out as a group.
台湾的螃蟹那么乖吗？都不会爬出来吗？
But the Taiwan crabs are very mellow, they won't do that.
他说不是乖，是大家彼此钳住。
He said it's not that they have a good temper, but they're fighting with each other.
谁也动弹不了。
So no one can move.
所以啊，你知道这个合作的阻力是互相牵制。
So the obstacle to the unity is actually just by fighting with each other.
我希望你能记住这个故事，你就知道我们不要做台湾的螃蟹啊。
I hope we remember this story and never be Taiwan crabs.
我们一起读一下，合一的阻力是互相牵制。来，一起读。
合一的阻力是互相牵制。
要叠罗汉，不要牵制。每个螃蟹，我夹着你，你夹着我，谁也动不了。 一起死吧。
Let's learn from the German crabs and not trying to cut each other's.
那什么时候才不会牵制呢？
So when can we give up on that fighting?
这里说，唯有追求神所赐的永远的荣耀的时候，才会放弃今世一切合一的阻碍。
Only when we persist, only when we pursue the eternal glory from the Lord, can we give up upon all the obstacles to unity in our worldly lives.
耶稣说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们。
Jesus said, the glory you have given me, I'm giving it to them.
使他们能合而为一，像我们合而为一。
So that, they may be one as we are one.
耶稣祷告说，父啊，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
Jesus prayed, for the disciples to see the glory, to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because, yeah.
所以能够促进合一的一个动力，就是常常看见神的荣耀。
So the second motivation for the unity is to see the glory of the Lord.
在我们这个堂会里面有上帝的荣耀吗？
Do we have the glory of the Lord in this church?
我们能看见神的荣耀在我们这个教会里面吗？
Can we see the glory of the Lord among us?
如果有，我们就会更学习合一。
If we can see it, we are going to be more united.
下面再讲一个，合一的动力。
And the third motivation for unity.
26节说，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
In verse 26, talk about the love.
爱心的感动可以促进合一。
We can be motivated by love and be driven to the unity.
爱心越大，距离就越小。
The greater the love, the smaller the distance.
爱的完全，合一就出现了。
And once the love completes, the unity will be reached.
我们把下面两行一起读一下，来，请。爱心越大，距离越小，爱心的完全合一出现。这是多么美好的一件事情。
What a great thing.
耶稣说这是美好，但是并不容易。
Jesus said it's beautiful, but it's not easy.
所以耶稣要为我们祷告，到今天他在天上坐在神的右边，还替我们祷告。
So Jesus prayed for us until today.
做信徒，做耶稣的信徒，要回应耶稣的这个祷告，要学习放下自己的一些，来成全教会的合一。
To be disciples of Jesus, we need to respond to his prayer and to give up our self-interest and to be the part of the unity.
做一个小小的结论，就是合一的三项动力，第一项是生命的改变。
So to conclude, the three motivations for the unity, first one is the change of life.
第二个就是荣耀的吸引。
The second one is attracted by the glory.
第三个就是爱心的感动。
And the third one is moved by love.
希望上帝能够把这三项都赐给我们。
May Lord bless us with those three motivations.
如果我们在耶稣基督里有耶稣基督的新生命，这三样都会在我们当中成长。
If we do have this new life from Jesus Christ, all three of those motivations will grow in us.
我们一起把这三项读一下好不好？来，请。生命的改变，荣耀的吸引，爱心的感动。这是耶稣祷告的精华的精神在里面。
And this is the essence of Jesus' prayer.
最后我们再来看一项生命的美果，生命合一的一个美果。
And lastly, let's see the fruit of unity.
23节那边讲到。
In verse 23.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Jesus said, then the world will know that you sent me and have loved me even as you... And have loved them even as you have loved me.
世人怎么会知道耶稣父神差了耶稣来呢？
How can we know that the Father sent us Jesus?
除非我们因着信耶稣得救有生命的榜样，世人才会知道嘛。
It's through the changing our lives when we choose to believe in him.
所以第一件要紧的事情就是要使人认识救主。
So the first fruit is to let people know God.
第二个知道是知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
And secondly, to know that God loved them like God loved Jesus and us.
他们知道看见这些耶稣的门徒是蒙神眷爱的人，所以这教会就彰显了神的爱给我们四周围的邻居，我们这个 community 里面的人。
So if the community, the neighbors of us can see God's love among us, they will know our blessings from the Lord.
这是非常高品质的一种信徒德性。
This is a very high quality faith in our lives.
如果我们在学校里面，在工作场所，在我们的社区里面，都能够使人认识耶稣。
If we can bring other people to Jesus in our daily lives, in school, in work.
而且能够使人认识教会，因为他们是多数啊，不是我一个人呢、啊，是你我他通通在这里啊，认识他们，也认识教会。
And bring them to the church.
哎呀，今天早晨呢、啊，我读经的时候就读到提摩太前书第三章那边。
This morning I read First Timothy chapter 3.
Yeah. 然后十五节那边最后面那边讲到，他说这个家，这个家，家就是指教会了，就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
It says, the church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
我们就是神的家，我们就是教会。
And we are this church.
十六节那边讲到，敬虔的奥秘就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，并被接在荣耀里。
And in verse 16, it says about the mystery from which two godliness springs.
嗯，对。
我就问。
就是十六节那边敬虔的奥秘。
Yeah, it's said in verse 6.
你看，你知道保罗写这个事情的时候是带着怎么样一个心情来写吗？
Can you tell how Paul was feeling when he wrote this?
它是一个大大的赞美啊。
It's a great praise.
你能赞美吗？你能跟保罗一样的赞美耶稣基督对教会的心意吗？
Can you also give that praise like Paul did?
敬虔的奥秘就是神在肉身显现，在被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
The mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He happened in the flesh, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
我请你不要小看，不要小看我们这个小小的家，因为它是神的家。
I ask you to never underestimate our this little household here, because it's household of God.
耶稣基督曾经付出非常多的代价。
Jesus had paid a great price.
耶稣信耶稣很容易啊。
You're saying it's easy to believe in Jesus.
很容易，但是他付出的代价是很大的。
It is easy for us, but the price that Jesus has paid is great.
教会要合一吗？
Does church needs to be unified?
被一位圣灵所感。
It needs to be moved by the same Holy Spirit.
依靠同一位救主。
Rely upon the same Savior.
奔走同一条天路。
And walk on the same path.
持守同一个信仰。
And to hold one faith.
存着同一个盼望。
And to having to have one hope.
具有同一个精神。
And having the same spirit.
而且我们还打仗，对着同一个仇敌征战。
And we fight with the same enemy.
这样走，我们教会就合一了。
And in this way, we can be unified.
在主耶稣基督里合一了。
In Jesus Christ.
所以这里小小的说，哎，主耶稣的祷告使门徒合而为一，在本质上是接纳彼此的不同。
So Lord's prayer, let believers be one, its basis is for us to accept each other's difference.
不是化一。
It's not just be the same.
哎，你怎么穿那个衣服？不能穿跟我一样的衣服，这是化一。
Asking us to wear the same clothes is like just be the same on the outside.
接纳彼此的不同。
Accepting each other is more in the inside.
我以前跟大家有分享过，一个环境里面最健康的环境是什么？
And I have shared with you guys what's the most healthy environment.
就是在这环境里面，各种的生物 species 都有，都能够存活的。
It's an environment where there are lots of different species, but they can all live together.
因为他们本质就是不同，但是他们可以生存，在最软弱的、最幼小的、声音最少的，在这个环境里面可以生存，这是一个健康的环境。
Though they are very different, they can all live in the same environment.
我们教会也是一样，每个人都不一样。
In our church, it's the same. Each one of us are different.
你为什么鼻子长得比我高呢？
Why do you have a
本来就不一样嘛，我鼻子塌就塌呗。
Why do you have a higher nose than me?
我也是耶稣所爱的人呢。
Though I'm not with a high nose, but I'm
also. 你要接纳别人跟你不一样的地方，个性不一样，对吧？很多不一样的地方要学习接纳。
We need to learn to accept other people's differences.
经典。他这个典范我们刚才已经强调过了，是三一神之间的合一。
And the model of the unity is the Trinity.
我们都在主耶稣基督里面。
We're all in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在生命里面合一。
We're unified in our lives.
哎，我们在耶稣的，我们都是葡萄树的枝子，那个耶稣大葡萄树的枝子。
We are all branches from the vine.
我的生命里面有你，你的生命里面有我。
You are in my life and I'm in your life.
我们都在耶稣基督的生命里面。
We are all in Jesus Christ's life.
所以最精义的部分就是生命里面的合一。
And the essence is the unity in our lives.
最后我再跟大家分享合一的实践是一个成长的过程。
And lastly, I want to share with you the practice of the unity takes time to grow and mature.
我们一起读一下好不好？来，
Let's read.
合一的实践是一个成长的过程，所以我们正在成长，我们要学习成长，我们要在刚才的三项动力里面学习成长。这样我们的合一就越来越成熟。
We are growing, and we need to learn to achieve unity through the three motivations we talked about.
以弗所书第四章十三节里面讲到。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们都需要努力地学习正常的成长。
We all need to learn hard and grow.
成熟。
And mature.
最后是成熟。
Finally, we need to achieve maturity.
当我们成熟的时候，合一就体现了。
When we are mature, the unity can shine through us.
那你一定会问呢，怎么样才能成长成熟呢？
And you would ask, how can I grow and mature?
我们有三个层面可以学习。
There are three ways we can learn.
第一个，在团契的表达，生命能够彼此的交流。
Firstly, in our fellowships, we can communicate with each other.
我们当然都喜欢有个 good time 在团契里面。
We all like having a good time in fellowship.
大家彼此在里面，但是不要胡闹。
But don't just play around.
有的时候在团契里面，走歪了就会胡闹。
Sometimes you see someone.
本来是一个荣耀神的团体，变成被魔鬼利用的团体，这就错误了。
Sometimes the fellowship that is out to belong to the Lord can sometimes be led to a different path by the evil.
是，生命要彼此交流，怎么交流啊？要告诉见证他呀，神如何改变我这个人呢？也许神一样的可以改变你啊，这要互相的鼓励，互相的交流，互相的见证神的作为。
We need to communicate about our lives and share our testimonies to encourage each other.
这是第一个层面。
That's the first
level. 第二个层面是，对不起，第二个层面是和，怎么搞的？对不起，我这个操控不太好啊。这就显然很重要，不然的话怎么一再的出现？所以第二个层面就是合一的见证。
The second layer is the testimony of unity.
除了团契之外，在社区里面，在社会上面，我们要有一些影响力。
We need to have an impact outside of our fellowship and community.
鼓励弟兄姐妹，如果你有政治才华，去竞选议员，做或者国家的官员。但是你要主持正义。
I encourage brothers and sisters, if you do have a talent in politics, I encourage you to become senators and government officers and to have this impact of justice.
不要选票选举的时候说了一大堆话，到后来真你做政客的时候，到后来都变了质了。
Don't give a lot of fake hopes.While you're during your campaign,
但做基督徒，你要主持社会正义。
As a Christian, you need to hold the society's justice.
希望能帮助这个社会走在上帝所立定的一个方向里面。
And to help the society, walk on the path of God.
好像我们今天在这个社会里面有很多无力感。
It's like we are feeling powerless in the society.
美国据说还是基督徒最多的国家。
It is said that Americans, the United States, still having the most.
可是这些基督徒很可能在这个层面里面没有合一的见证。
But it's very likely that all those Christians are not having a testimony of unity.
所以。这个社会越走越下坡。
So the moral standards of the society is going down.
第三个就是侍奉的层面。
And the third layer is in our service.
互相来承担使命。
We need to share our ministry, duties and service.
教会里面有帮助，大家都在一起做，互相承担，不要批评，多鼓励。然后别人软弱的地方，我给他加把劲，这个都是侍奉层面的，一个合一的表现。
Share our duties, encourage each other, not to criticize each other too much. They are all part of this layer.
我们今天可能做的不好，明天做好一点。
Even if we don't do well today, we can do better tomorrow.
我们就成长了一点。
And we grow in that process.
有一首诗歌说，改变我。
A song says, change me.
哎，一点点，一点点的改变。
Little by little.
哎，时间长了，这改变就多了。
And after a long time, it will be a great change.
就像一个毛毛虫，慢慢的退化，慢慢的蜕变。哎，有一天突然就变成蝴蝶，美丽的蝴蝶。
Just like how a bug changes over time and become a butterfly.
这是奇妙的生命。
This is amazing life.
上帝要他保证过，我们只要在耶稣基督里，我们的生命就会有改变。
God has promised us that if we are in Jesus, our life would be changed.
这种成长就是体现合一。
And that growth, that change, is a testimony of the unity.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天上主，我们为你的教导，为主耶稣的带导来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for Jesus' prayer.
我们知道耶稣今天在天上还是为我们的软弱祷告。
We know that Jesus is still praying for our weaknesses in heaven today.
为我的成长祷告。
He's also praying for our growth.
主啊，我力不足，求主加添。
Lord, I'm powerless, but please give me power.
帮助我们这个家里面的基督徒。
To help each and every Christian in our family.
有好的基础，有好的根基。
That we will have a great relationship, a great foundation within you.
我们在团契的表达方面
，and in our fellowships.
在合一的见证方面
in our unity.
在侍奉的层面
in our ministry.
我们都有学习
we can all learn from you.
我们谢谢你
we thank you.
因为圣灵与我们同在。
Because the Holy Spirit is with us.
赐力量给我们。
Give us strength.
帮助我们有一个正面回应的心和态度。
So we can have a positive attitude to respond to your prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上帝祝福你们。
May God bless us.